In it. I believe Bill is going to lead us in a scripture this morning as we focus our hearts on what the Lord has for us today.
I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he.
Let's get on our feet and sing this morning. Died. You lived, you died, you said in 3 days you would rise, you did, you're alive. You rule, you reign, you said you're coming back again, I know you will, and all the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. You take our sins away, oh God. You gave your life away for us. You came down, you saved us through the cross. Our hearts are changed because of your great love. You live, you died, you said in 3 days you would rise, you did, you're alive. You rule, you reign, you said you're coming back again, I know you will. All the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises.
Let's start from the top.
You lived, you died, you said in 3 days you would rise, you did. You're alive. You rule, you reign. You said you're coming back again. I know you will, and all the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. You take our sins away, oh God. You gave your life away for us. You came down, you saved us through the cross. Our hearts are changed because of your great love. You live, you died, you said in 3 days you would rise, you did, you're alive. You rule, you reign, you said you're coming back again, I know you will, and all the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises.
Amen. Good singing. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Our next song is a song written by Charles Wesley, who was John Wesley's brother. Most of the tunes that Charles Wesley set music to were bar tunes. So as they were doing ministry in Europe in the a century and a half ago, they're walking along and listening to what everybody was singing to. And Charles took those melodies and he put words to them that we sing in church even today. And here's one called Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart.
Breathe, O breathe, thy loving spirit.
Breathe, O breathe, thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit. Let us find that second rest. Take away our bent to sinning. Alpha and Omega be. End of faith as its beginning. Set our hearts at liberty.
This will stretch us, won't it? Amen. I think sometimes in today's day and age, we kind of take the easy way out. But there's a lot of wonderful theology in these old hymns. Let's look at that third verse. Come Almighty to deliver. Let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and never, nevermore thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing. Serve thee as thy hosts above. Pray and praise thee without ceasing. Glory in thy perfect love. There's a lot there. You know, you can take these old hymns and use them for prayer time and devotions. You know, they sell hymn books for, sometimes they just give them away at garage sales. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Let's not disregard these beautiful old hymns. Third verse. Come Almighty to deliver, let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and never, nevermore thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing, serve thee as thy hosts above. Pray and praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love. Finish then thy new creation. That's us. That means bring us to the end that God would have us, his will for our lives.
Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place. Till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and grace.
Amen. Fantastic. You may be seated.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. And I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
Today is World Communion Sunday. And I don't know about you if you had church experience as you were growing up, but in the little community church that we were going to when I was a child, we sang this hymn as we prepared our hearts for communion. It goes like this.
Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me. As thou did break the loaves beside the sea,
beyond the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living Word. Jesus himself told us that he is the bread of life. And as we come this morning, we could so easily miss what he wants to have brought into our lives today. And this song is really a beautiful prayer. It's a prayer to allow God to be our bread of life. We look at the word and we say, Lord, we thank you for your word. It is my bread for living. And we ask him to break the bread and allow us to feed on it and nourish us, nourish our soul. Everybody take a deep breath. It's time to unwind. It's time to connect with God this morning. There's so much going on in our lives. I don't want you to miss this, but more than anything, God doesn't want you to miss this time that he has carved out for you and for me. Let's look at that second verse. Thou art the bread of life, O Lord, to me. Thy holy word, the truth that saveth me. Give me to eat and live with thee above. Teach me to love the truth, for thou art love. Oh, send thy spirit, Lord. Oh, send thy spirit, Lord, now unto me, that he may touch my eyes and make me see. Show me the truth concealed within thy word, for in thy book I see thee, Lord. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me, to me. Let's sing together. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst bless the bread by Galilee, then shall all bondage cease, all fetters fall, and I shall find my peace, my all in. Let's stand together. Sing that last verse again. You know what this is in reference to? Jesus had 5,000 men, plus their women and children, their wives and children. And he broke bread given to him by a young boy's lunch. 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he took it and he multiplied it. And he fed everybody that was there. And they even had some left over. That's what he wants to do in our lives this morning. Amen. You ready to receive the bread of life today? Let's sing. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me. As thou didst bless the bread by Galilee, then shall all bondage cease, all fetters fall, and I shall find my peace, my all in all. Bless thou, let's pray together. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst bless the bread by Galilee. Then shall all bondage cease, all fetters fall, and I shall find my peace, my all in all. It's almost a shock to our systems, Lord, to come into a place that's quiet. It can make us nervous. It can make us anxious because the noise that keeps us distracted is gone. But it is to this stillness that you call us, and your word calls to us, be still and know that I am God. Today, Lord, in this stillness, we seek to hear your voice.